she was a vegetarian, and we always, like, every Thanksgiving we would
She talk. Still is.
No one she's knows more seafood.
About oh, she's vegetarian. Oh, after she got it's away the power from the oppressive.
Of the power of love.
That's how it starts.
Current husband.
Now that she's remarried, yeah. She was able to find true happiness.
I was a vegetarian for 8 years and slowly went back to the seafood. It's all downhill from there.
I don't know. She's holding pretty strong.
She'll be eating a T-bone soon.
I don't know.
Raw.
Yeah.
That's how it went down for me.
She didn't like the meat, but she...
Sure liked the bone.
No. I was going to say she would... That's not... What? No.
That was the best thing ever.
That's my ex-wife. Sir? Hello,
and welcome to Stick It In Your Ear Hole.
I feel under the gun.
Yeah, right we now. Are pressured at this episode. We need to get it done. We get it out here to the masses.
Got to go.
Because we have some guests that are on a strict timetable.
Yes. Some people that don't have, they have lives, I guess.
Right. They don't have no lives.
Okay. So here we go. Ready?
Yeah. Wait, we already started.
What, we did?
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Introduce them.
Okay. What?
Just introduce
okay.
him.
Okay. We have a guest.
Why are you making this difficult?
I had to introduce him. No, I'll introduce
All right,
him.
Okay. I'll do it.
I'll introduce Ann. You introduce Max.
Okay.
I just introduced them both. Sucker. we have our friends from Creatively Wired, another local podcast. Sis, Ann Kirby, and Max Phillips.
Hi. Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Creatively Wired is an amazing...
No.
Romp. It is. It's great. You, if you live in Lancaster, if you live anywhere
if you live,
in Lancaster,
if you live
if you're
and
you're
breathe,
dead, so
you and you are not dead,
yeah. We those podcast two for the dead, too, actually.
Oh, okay.
You missed our podcast for the dead episode?
No. Yeah. Actually, okay. I didn't. I listened to all of them.
Yeah. We had Thaddeus Stevens on, actually.
Really? That's great.
Well, you know, he's right down the street.
Yeah,
right next
right.
to the
fire. So, right down and then 6 feet down.
Yeah, he's surprisingly quiet.
Yeah.
I would imagine. That's,
that, where he's buried is where I they're harvesting ghost gas. Yes, remember?
Yes.
You remember that episode?
Ghost gas.
Yeah.
Ghost
right.
gas.
Harvesting ghost gas, yeah.
I saw
that, that joke fell flat then, too.
No, but I'm saying that's the exact spot that the... I'm ashamed of my jokes.
You're yeah. So anyway, but seriously, if you're live or dead in Lancaster, you need to listen to Creatively Wired because you will be turned on to everything. Well, you'll be turned on.
Whoa.
Oh yeah.
Number one. Rule one.
Well, Parker. We do podcast naked.
That's very similar to our style, but that's mostly because
we only equal one naked person. Because I think one of us takes off our pants, the other one takes off their shirt.
Right.
We don't want to be completely naked. But if you combine us, well, yeah. That is one ugly
even,
person.
Even alone, I'm pretty ashamed of myself.
Well, if you just took pictures, we could put you on with those spinny toys. Where
yeah,
you have
right.
a different head and a different yeah. body.
Yeah, so it's, you can make a whole naked
I'm
person.
Getting a little sick. I'm getting a little sick now. I don't want to talk about it.
That's
it
like those old pens you know used to have.
Yeah.
Like your mom would have in the drawer where, they, or
your
probably
mom
your dad.
And
you yeah. Whoa.
No, actually, I'm sorry. My mom actually had one, and little guy's pants would come off.
Nice.
Be a naked man.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care what my dad had in his drawers.
I still went through them.
My dad had in his drawers.
Did you guys go through your parents' drawers like when they were not in the house?
No,
absolutely.
I did too. Yeah. Completely.
Were you wearing
every
your
drawer.
Parents' clothing?
No. But I found all of my my mom and dad's. Oh God, I shouldn't be saying this on air, but yeah, they had like these really cheesy like sex joke books from the 70s. They were like they had like little cartoons and just like little dirty jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah. I found my when I was really young, and it's such a ridiculous thing. I found a keychain in my I guess it was my stepdad's. Like he had a jewelry box because he was a pimp. But he had this
keychain. Is that where you get it?
He had this keychain that it was like two people having sex and like you can make a sex now. Right? And I was like blown away. My world was
You're
over.
Like, oh my gosh.
And so I like went
it's
to my
so interactive.
I went to my mom and I was like, what is this? thinking like I deserved an explanation, and she was like, stay out of the drawers.
And I was just, what are you doing? Yeah. Stay out of the drawers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Stay. What have I told you about going into father's drawers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True. Yeah. Absolutely.
How'd you know my mom was Jewish?
Now I'm just channeling Barbara again.
Yeah. It's good. But yeah, so for those that listen to our podcast and don't happen to know Creatively Wired, this is another official plug.
Right.
You guys should check them out. Because you will know all sorts of stuff. I mean, I feel like I learned so much about
Mike. I feel so embarrassed because you actually titled an episode of your podcast after me.
Yeah. Well,
I'm red.
To be fair, I initially, like, I saw that Max was on Facebook, and I was like, we had just recorded an episode where we mentioned Max. Just all we did was mention him. Like,
and
it was in passing.
We mentioned Ann, too.
Oh, and Ann, right. We mentioned Not Bad Design. We mentioned Max. Right. And we mentioned it. But we didn't get to go into it because we had a guest, and they were like,
right. And it was the worst.
All over us.
And I actually said
you started the plug and got sidetracked to the point. And I kept waiting, and you never got back to it.
Right. So what had happened was
I started the plug like this. Let me say this so I can get it over with. But I didn't mean it the way I meant it in the way because I knew what Parker was going to do.
But, and so he never got the plug out, right? So, and the episode didn't air before Max came back with an episode that, you know,
it was
kind of
the nicest,
was so well thought out and put together. Yeah. It was you and Lou, and you talked about when you heard of, and I was like, oh my gosh, now he's going to hear ours and be like, I did all that, and they gave me they said my name. Yeah. Like, what?
Oh, you did. Well, you did sing a song. We sang a song.
Oh, that's right.
Or was that that one? No, that was
That was that one.
That was that one.
And then, so then we were like, we got to go back. We got to do it again.
Right.
So that's why we named the whole episode after you, because you deserve it.
No, actually, because basically what Parker just said was we felt bad. It was basically because we felt bad.
Right.
You know.
Also, you deserve it, but we felt bad.
I've listened to every episode of your show, so I know how it is.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy. Gets a little sidetracked.
You know how we don't do.
You know.
I know how you roll.
You know how we roll away from topics.
Yeah. So you guys not only host a podcast, you also host a company.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well played.
That's why I get nothing for this.
Well, I think, Ann, you should tell the story. It was kind of... You started it.
Ann.
You started it. You poked me first. When I say poked, it's an internet thing.
You know. Get on the internet.
Is that like a tweet thing?
A little bit.
Well, a group of us were starting a group called the Creative House of Lancaster, which is a creative social network. The CHL.org. I'll plug that.
A live social network.
It's alive.
Where people
face to
you get to see each other.
You do.
Touch each other.
It's a refreshing.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's very refreshing.
Not that kind of network.
It's refreshing.
No, that's a closed social network.
Yeah, that's after hours.
After hours.
The CHL after hours.
After dark.
It's like the up Playboy man.
CHL unplugged.
Or plugged.
Elvira. Up at night or something. I don't know.
Oh, Elvira. Oh, I still
what
love
was
her.
That? Okay, anyway.
Up all night.
Up all night.
Up all night.
Yeah,
oh,
there we go.
Elvira.
So we started this group, and I was looking for the challenge was to just tell several people online through MySpace or another social network about the group and see if they'd be interested in meeting up. And I saw Max on meetup.com, and he was a graphic designer and was interested in meeting other designers. So I sent him a message via Facebook, and he came to our first meetup, which was almost 2 years ago.
It was
this
2 years
month,
ago. Yeah.
Or June. In
June, yeah.
And I was a freelancer, and Max was working for the Dutch Apple at the time.
Yeah.
And and we got to know each other, and we clicked, I think, and we decided to start a business together. So
within nine months.
Yeah.
Do you believe that you clicked, Max? Clicked. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Clicked,
do you agree with this story?
I know. Am I making this up?
When Ann leaves because she has to take care of her child.
No, we totally clicked, actually.
Good.
It was funny because I was having a similar thought. I had just moved here from Buffalo, and I was like...
Buffalo?
Trust me, when I moved here, people were like, the hell are you going to do?
Yeah.
The hell are you going to do in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh!
They're but, like, you're gonna live
Buffalo?
With, they're like, you're gonna live wow. in the, you're gonna live with the Amish, right? So I'm like, I'm here going, there's got to be like other creatives here. There's got to be something to do, other people to hook up with. So that's why I was in meetup.com. I wanted to like start a group or something like that. I didn't have like the CHL in mind, but I thought maybe like creatives want to meet or something like that. So that's kind of how we got together. And it's like, mm-hmm. as soon as she told me what the CHL was about, I'm like, oh my God, this is like exactly what I've been looking for.
It's so, a coincidence.
It's awesome.
And, you know, I've always wanted to start my own design firm. It's been one of my things. And I've done freelance for years too, is, you know, no matter what job I've been at. So, and we just got together and we're like, yeah, it's just the right time. It sounds perfect. So Not Bad awesome. Design was formed.
Yeah.
That's great.
Not Bad Design.
And her husband, George, and my partner, Lou, the four of us, we own it together.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
So they have, you know, they have their day jobs, and Ann and I, you know, run the day-to-day business, but it's the four of us.
Cool. Cool.
That's fun. Yeah. It's great when stuff like that works and just clicks like that.
Yeah.
I love it when a plan comes together. I mean, like, A-team style.
Are we playing a game now that's from a movie? It's don't tell me.
Smoking a cigar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Animal.
Glossens.
Patent.
Bingo. You got it.
Thank you. I am a champion at CNET, by the way, in case anybody.
Nice. Knows. Okay. Yeah. I have plenty of CNET, and we have the... There's ones that are the games that are contained completely on the DVD. There's like it's like a movie
yes.
one.
Yes, yeah.
That we get. Pamela and I play that. She teaches at Cacalco and she has a film class, so she buys them and then writes them off. Taxes.
This is boring and illegal.
That's
should be
nothing illegal should ever be boring. I'm ashamed to say that I'm actually really good at Friends seeing it.
Nice. Mm.
Like I blow like anybody great. Who plays with me, I blow them away.
That's awesome. I love it.
I'm not proud great. Of that. No, I am. I am proud of that.
Yeah, there you go. Be proud of your heritage. Yeah.
Proud of you. Rachel, Jamma, all of them.
Yeah, we all watched it.
Phoebe's my favorite, I'll tell you.
So you're from Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York, baby.
How are the wings there?
I'm sorry, I don't... What do you mean wings? Wings of what?
The buffalo wings.
I'm sorry, I don't... What? Yeah, like I've never heard that before.
Yeah. So, Anne, where are you from?
Well, all different places, I guess. Well, we've moved around a lot. So, I was born in Ireland.
Ooh.
Yes.
Did not know that.
Moved to the States when I was 8. Lived in Western PA, Pittsburgh area. Moved to Lancaster, 6 years ago?
That's got to be a harsh change.
Yeah.
The beautiful rolling hills of Ireland to the harsh steel mill.
Yeah.
Like... Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's all right.
Well, no, Pittsburgh's a great city.
It is a cool city. I give it that. But
hey,
so is
Buffalo, too, by the way. I just do want to clarify that.
Well,
Parker's from New Jersey, too.
When the only time I visited...
You're from New Jersey? And you're judging Buffalo?
You got to admit, when you drive downtown...
You're from New Jersey?
That's true.
I know it's called the Garden State, but I assume that was some sort of like irony.
Yeah, joke.
Yeah.
So. Pittsburgh's come a long way, and I got to give it to the Pens right now. Doing quite well.
Yeah.
How about those Pirates, huh?
Yeah, Pirates suck.
I'm just saying things like that.
The Steelers.
How about those Bills?
You know, you have a fun story about you and your sisters, though.
Oh.
Ooh.
You were your singing group, Dave.
What?
Oh, I thought this was going to be like In America was based on me and my little sister when we came over from Ireland.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but it was major culture shock when we moved over here.
Neil Diamond, is that who did that?
I'm
thinking of coming to America.
Yeah.
Coming to America.
That would be.
That song was written about her family.
Yeah.
But no, major culture shock. I remember being at school. I was probably like second grade at the time, and kids asking us like, you know, did you have electricity over there?
In Ireland?
You know, electricity. And then the other funny thing is that some of the words that we use over there
right.
have different meanings.
Absolutely.
So, like, I would say, you know, pass the rubber, which is an eraser, which has a very different meaning over
yes,
here.
Yes, very, very true.
So,
kind of dick.
But it means an eraser over there. So, yeah. You know, it's a little bit of culture shock.
That's great.
Do they say things like, knock me up in Ireland?
What?
You got to meet somebody. Say, you know, come knock me up in the morning. Knock on my door.
We're not that kind of
is
show,
Is that a
Max.
Thing?
That's not the kind of show we do.
British say that.
Maybe
ring
British.
Me up, call me on the phone.
British.
Right.
Me up.
Okay.
You know, you're oppressors.
So anyway, I love Pittsburgh, but, you know, there was no jobs. So moved out to Lancaster. Yeah. Plus, I have family out here. My sister moved here. And the funny thing is, my sister moved here first. I moved here. Then we got my other sister to move here. Now my brother lives here.
Nice.
Taking so over. There's five of us, and four out of the five of us live in Lancaster now.
Awesome.
Crazy.
That's good. That's welcome. Good. Let me just
it's
say welcome.
Witness.
Let me just, Damien, as he has never left the county line.
I'm a county. I'm a local.
You're
local.
A lifetimer.
Yeah.
Lou's a boomeranger, I guess you'd call him. He grew up in Mount Joy, came back after 12 years.
Wow.
Wait, where'd he go?
Buffalo.
Oh, he went to Buffalo. I know.
No, Lou, I'm sorry. Lou and I met in Buffalo.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Fill in the blanks, Max.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll edit it out so Damien looks dumb there.
Should I email you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do it right now.
Yeah.
Let's turn on iChat. Let's turn on iChat.
Would you guys mind if I took my shoes off? I don't care.
Not at all.
It's your building.
Okay.
Oh. It might smell.
Do we need to make a big thing out of it?
I know. Like, I mean, do you got to stop the conversation for it?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Max is currently...
Guys, whoa. Stop recording. Is it okay? Not now.
And now that clothes are coming off, I'm going to go.
It's like, if you would have just taken them off, it wouldn't have been a thing. But asking, I don't know what to say.
So you have to leave now?
I do have to go.
Okay,
I have
one
a
last
sick
question.
Family at home.
One last question.
Yeah.
Do you miss the Springs?
Do I miss the Springs?
The Irish.
Ireland? Springs. The Irish Springs.
Yeah, the soap.
I'm ashamed.
Wow, you are horrible.
You should have gone.
You're off the ball.
You should have gone with the Lucky Charms.
Speaking of coming here from across the pond, as they say, my aunt.
Millersville Pond?
And
New Jersey?
New Jersey Pond?
Yeah, the what's that river? The Delaware River? What is it? The Susquehanna River?
The Susquehanna. The Conestoga.
The Conestoga River? My aunt and uncle, those aunt and uncles you have. When your parents are really close with somebody and you call them aunt and uncle when they're not actually blood.
Oh, I have a bunch of those.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They're
so anyway,
just weird people that
Yeah, definitely.
Right, right.
But they were from Scotland and when they first came here, the husband, Tom, he came first and then he brought his wife over, you know, because once he found a job and a house and stuff. And she came over and he's like, you know, maybe you can get a job doing something, you know, whatever, just... You know, to fill your days, and before they had kids, and because this was way back when there was only the option of having kids as a woman or having a job, you know, back in the olden days.
Yeah.
And so she got a job as preschool, you know, watching kids. And
so if you didn't have kids, you had to watch kids,
right? Yeah. Basically, that's
the only thing you're good for, or wash dishes,
or beat rugs.
Yeah, I'm glad that you know, the
or
times
gnash
changed.
Teeth.
So now that you know, we can have women doing all the jobs that I don't want to do.
Yeah, mowing lawns.
Like mowing
lawns.
Wow,
you are so progressive. Women doing all the jobs.
I don't like
plumbing. I don't
plumbing.
Want to.
Yeah, you
they
know.
Can do the plumbing.
Teach our kids.
That's why you're for this open immigration policy, but too, right?
Yeah.
You're not racist or anything.
No. I'm about equality. Yeah. Come and do
you're
all the things I hate doing.
Doing. Shit jobs.
Yeah.
No one else. Oh, I can...
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's explicit. It's explicit.
Explicit.
Wait, it is? Can I say one thing?
Fuck, fuck, damn.
Shit, dumb, fat, Kyle. Shit, dumb, fuck, hell. See, I couldn't even get it out.
Well, slow it down.
Shit, dumb, fuck, hell.
Slow it down. Just say it a little bit slower.
I can't. I'm too excited.
Just do the... Not that slow.
Shit,
and a
damn,
question?
Fuck, hell.
Yeah, it's not as much fun when it's slow. Do it fast again.
Yeah. Shit, dumb, fuck, hell.
See, that's fun.
I like it.
I like that. That's a bumper sticker. Wait,
that's good.
Not to interrupt your story, but I'm going to.
You know, good.
So my dad
that's
always said, like when he would
say
like,
it all.
He would say it all. Like, he would never swear, but, like, he would drop, I don't know, like, a tool on his hand. Shit, damn, fuck hell.
Just drop them all at once.
Yeah. And we'd be like,
whoa.
Oh.
I'm saving that one up forever.
My mother would be like, now, you know, you're not supposed to curse. Your dad was very upset.
Oh, yeah. She would be telling you. Guys.
Yeah. You're not supposed to curse.
He just gets them all out at once.
Yeah.
If you do curse, do it all
now, at once. Now, the thing was, if he would then drop all the tools on his hand, he would only say one.
Oh. Yes, but kind of went backwards. Which one?
Well, that's tough. Damn. What if it was damn? That's the worst.
Damn.
That's
like hell.
Sell. Sell hell.
That's not satisfying.
No.
Damn.
He drops an anvil on his head or something like that. You know, like on the cartoon.
Oh, damn.
Oh, hell.
Nah. Damn.
Do you know
damn
my,
it.
Damn it.
Do you know what my grandmother used to say?
What's that?
Balls.
Nice.
My like she'd like,
oh, balls.
Balls. Balls. Oh, balls.
Now, was she saying it in that way?
No.
She was probably saying it like,
it had a different
like,
conversation. Yeah,
drats.
Like, oh,
like drats.
What
you know,
was that? What was that one? A
shooter.
Shooter doodles.
Shooter doodles. That's what it was like. Oh, shooter doodles. Yeah. This was like, oh, balls.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I've told Parker, because I was half raised, mostly raised by my grandparents, and like the whole things they say and don't realize, I remember once I was going to the New Holland Fair when I was in high school, and I think it was my great aunt. She was at our house, and she said, oh, you're going to the fair. She's like, well, don't blow your whole wad on one thing.
and you're like,
I will
blow my whole wad again now that I have you, picture of you saying that in my head.
Pop into my head.
Oh. You just know that you're going to be on a date.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're getting
don't
to that
blow your whole wad.
You get into that special moment. And you know, the lights are down low and the wine's flowing and you slip your arm around her. And then all of a sudden you see your grandmother's face in front of you. Now don't shoot your whole wad in one place. And you'd be like, you know what?
Thanks, Grandma.
I gotta get up early in the morning, actually. So it was a great date, you know.
Oh, man, that's
my
great.
My penis doesn't work anymore.
It was broken.
Maybe. Can we just cuddle?
Yeah. That's a spoon. Just a little spoon. And
well, not me on this side, though. Not me on this side.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's broken.
So, yeah. So she got a job at the preschool.
Oh, we're still telling the story. That's
what
awesome.
Are we talking about?
I'll muscle through it.
I love that you can pick right there. I'd be
who's
loved.
This again?
My aunt. And
the Scottish
so she,
woman.
From Scotland.
So she's from Scotland, right?
Balls.
So
the first day, she says balls.
Right. So, no, the first day she's there... This woman goes, she's like, oh, don't you just love these little buggers? Now, in Scotland, and it, as well as a lot of the UK, bugger is like, you know, MF. Like, it's a bad word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so really bad.
Bugger someone?
I guess at that time period, too, it was like, wow. You know, and it's pretty bad. You know what I mean? It's like way worse than, like, bloody. Like, it's really a bad word. And she was like, she was seriously so offended that she, like, left. She was like left work like soon like that like minutes later she was driving home. She like got home and she was like I want to go back to Scotland. I don't want to be here anymore. Like she was like because she just all she did was see this woman like you little mother effer. Yeah, you little mother. Hey, look at you, you little mother effer.
And so she gets back to Scotland and she works at a preschool and someone goes, don't you just love these little motherfuckers? She's like much better,
much better.
Yeah, so her husband was like, no, that doesn't mean the same thing. And he explained, and then she begrudgingly went back to work. But, and they stayed here. But yeah, it was a culture shock, to say the least.
Funny.
That
bugger.
Huh? Oh, bugger. Buggery bugger.
And just another quick, I'll say it as quickly as I can. We're running out of time. So they're... You know, my aunt, this is after she's been living here for a while. She invites over her sister. She comes over with her husband. They go downtown to the one street where we live in. I grew up down at the shore area in New Jersey. And anyway, the one street, it's like a cool little place with all these shops and like, you know, art galleries and stuff.
Right.
So they're like, oh, go down and, you know, shop while we're working. Because, you know, they were both at work. So they, you know. Come home from work and they're like, "How did you check out all the places?" They're like, "Yeah, we went down there, but we couldn't go in any of the stores. Like, we weren't allowed to go in." And they were like, "What do you mean you couldn't go in?" And they're like, "Well, all the stores had a sign that said no strollers."
What?
And they
are you
thought
serious?
They seriously thought that like, they weren't allowed to browse around the store. This was like the first time they were in America, and they just
picked that's ridiculous.
If you're not here to buy,
yeah.
What do you want before you come in? What do you want?
Yeah, stand out there and look. Okay, I got it.
Wait, I'll tell you what's on every shelf.
Yeah,
we got.
You want one of those?
Absolutely.
Okay. We like got sand crabs.
I just imagine them walking up to each. Oh, sorry, not this one either. No, and I go, ooh, this one looks like it. Sorry, not even this one either. Guess you won't go home then.
Bloody go wankers. Then.
So your uncle's Ringo Starr?
So you guys have these tweet ups at like 5 a.m. or something.
5 a.m. What's wrong with you? 7 a.m.
And what do you guys do? You talk about things that you tweeted about?
Yeah. We actually do.
So I said this thing.
That's so good. I'm glad that that happened.
No,
I'm glad that you don't pretend like that you weren't.
I'm glad you weren't like, well, like the guy last week with the form. He's like, well, when you meet him, it's, you know, it's a whole different thing. He's just like, yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
No, wait. Let's do a little role play. Okay.
Okay.
So we're all tweet up. We're all tweet up right now. Okay.
Coffee.
We've never met before. So I'm like,
no one can see.
Hey, can you have a drink of coffee?
It's so early in the morning.
So, hey, I'm Max Phillips. And you're like,
At Max Phillips.
No. Right now, it's my real name. I'm Max Phillips. You guys are like, okay.
Okay.
And
yeah.
You are?
I'm Damien Eby.
Okay. And you are?
Parker Lindstrom.
Oh, great. What's your screen name?
I am Double Dog 123.
Oh, Double Dog 123. Hey, how you doing? I love that tweet yesterday about the big balloon that popped on that woman's head.
Yeah. I don't.
That's right. That's right. Remember, I wrote at you. My name's Lindstor.
Oh, Lindstor. Hey, I'm Extana.
Oh, okay. Remember, we were tweeting. Okay. Oh, so that's what it is?
We've just had a tweet up.
Okay.
If you guys were really on Twitter.
I am on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
I've made my Twitter a performance piece.
That's not how Twitter works.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't know how many things work.
Awesome.
What do you mean? That's not how it works.
People aren't really going out to people's pages.
Right.
I don't know why anyone would follow me, honestly.
It's a live conversation, dude.
It's a constant.
Wait, isn't that what chatting is? Isn't that what a chat room is?
But it's not without, called Twitter.
Without the sex. Or maybe with the sex.
No, actually, I tell people
that Twitter. I just want to go on Twitter and follow people and just make ASL. ASL. Age, sex, location. That's like the chat room thing from way back. They'd be like,
that
is any ladies
old
out there?
School.
Just start going out there and be like,
I don't
and
even
just
know
be like, hey, any ladies want to chat? Any ladies want to tweet?
That's funny.
Any ladies want to tweet? PM me. Private message.
Can you do that though? You can't.
Probably. Yeah. Well, you can. Yeah, you can DM.
Send like. Okay. Right.
Direct messages.
Oh yeah, DM.
It's offline. It's like. It's on the DL. DMs are on the DL.
That's good.
So many abbreviations.
I'm so lost. I'm totally lost.
FYI. Wait. It's good. WTF?
Good. Well.
I don't know. Do you know? Speaking of FYI, you know the store FYE?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I thought it was fee.
Like just you said it.
Yeah, I did. You're I was like, I was like, we were shopping. We were Christmas shopping one day, and he's like, Lou's like, yeah, we go look at some records. I was like, oh, I think there's a fee down in the mall. And he went, a what?
And you went to look at records?
He said a fee.
Oh,
well, this was 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
No.
Victrola.
That's
okay.
Funny.
When I say records, I mean
record
CDs.
Albums.
Yeah.
Cassettes.
Sorry.
Singles.
Because I, you know, I actually was born in the era of when they had records.
Well, records are still pretty popular in the indie
music
world.
Yeah, but it's
world.
Just a bunch of
I'm not in the indie music world, so we were going to Fee.
You were going to Fee, and you were disappointed that you found out that it was FYI, and then you were doubly disappointed.
FYE.
FYE.
Yeah.
And then you were doubly disappointed when you found out there were no records.
There were no records.
I was.
Where are the records?
But then you were happy when you saw the littler, shiny records. But then you were upset again when you found out
they don't
that there
work.
Was, you had to get
they
a new record
they
player.
They don't work on my 33. I was like, what the hell, man? These little shiny records got all scratched up.
Yeah.
And they ruined my needle. Mm. Yeah. And the guy at Fee was like,
The guy at Fee. And it's like, why do they put art on it if I'm just going to turn it over to put on my record? You know?
I know. Like, what do you think? My turntable's like invisible? I'm going to like.
Right. No, and now I don't even get two sides. I used to get two sides of music. Now I get one side.
You're
of
like, I just bought this Noir album, and it won't work. That's NWA, sir.
Oh. Noir?
Noir? From Fee.
Noir.
How was that Fee?
I got some about the new Noir Fee.
About the new Noir little mini record.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Now I wear it as a necklace because I broke it.
What really sucks was the first time I tried to put my 45s in that in-dash record player that they have in my new car.
Nice.
Yeah.
Totally ate them.
Right.
Get in there.
You know,
get in there.
Where do you get these MP3s? I keep going to the store asking for them.
Yeah. Give me your finest MP3s, my good man.
I went to the sheet music store because I thought it was like a because some of them are like it's like a document,
right?
So I was like, oh, I'll just go to the sheet
it's like
music
data?
Store.
Oh, it's like data.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's
like
data
went,
from Star Trek.
I went, yeah, like data.
I think all of this is true.
So it's a singing robot.
That's what I was looking for.
I'm doing
or
the robot.
Or is he an Android?
Parker's on the robot.
Or is he an Android? I always get the two confused.
I don't know.
Well, I guess R2-D2 is a robot,
right?
Or is he a droid? I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, apparently you do care.
What if they met?
I think it would go a little something like this.
Beep, bop, boop, boop, beep.
I am from Star Trek. Take some.